Churches and fellowships cannot be more spiritual than the individuals and families that constitute them. God greatly desires a godly home front. These are words of restoration and instruction in righteousness from Family Tent Ministry. May you be blessed as you listen.
Let's say this song together as we start today, this first Monday in the year 2023. For this God is our God, is our God forever. And ever he would be our guide from now even unto the end. Unto the end, for this God is our God, is our God forever and ever. And ever he would be our God. From now, even unto the end, unto the end. For this God, he's our God, forever and ever, he would be our God. From now, even unto the end, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Oh, will you sing? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Oh, with my mouth, will I make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. Thy faithfulness to all generations, I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. Our Father, we are grateful unto you. We bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We give you all the glory for this first Monday in the year 2023. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Lord, it had been you. Lord, it is still you. We are persuaded it will yet be you. We thank you for those of us who are here physically. We thank you for our brethren who are joining us on Telegram. We thank you for our brethren who are joining us on Misla. Lord, our God, we say, blessed be your name. We say, Lord, be exalted. Lord God, we adore you. We magnify you. We say, Lord, it's on account of your mercies. Life is not a right. Life is a privilege. We thank you for the privilege of life. We thank you, Lord, for redemption. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for adoption. We thank you for justification. We thank you for sonship. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is in us. We thank you for the Spirit by which you can cry, Abba, Father. We thank you, O Lord, for being made acceptable in the beloved. We thank you for the gift of holiness. We thank you for the gift of sanctification. We thank you, Lord, our God, for every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Lord God, we thank you for eternal life. Baba, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. For no man can come unto the Lord except the Father draws him. We worship you, O Lord. From start to finish, you command our destiny. Blessed be your name, our God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, our God. Thank you, Father. Unto you we gather again this evening, Lord. As we open, O Lord, for the year, our Father, as we open for the year, we look up unto you. We look up unto you, Lord, our God. We are asking that, God, it will be a time again in your presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. It will be a time indeed in your presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you instruct our heart, Lord, we pray. Let the instructions be timely. Let the instructions be specific. Meet us where we need you most. Lord, our eyes on you. Let nothing prevail against your purpose for our life this 2023. Establish us, O Lord, in your path. Instruct our hearts this evening. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your holy name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Evening, we'll be opening up 2023 with what I call the opening charge. I just termed about our fellowship this evening, the opening charge. We want to open up 2023 with this charge. what we do yearly anyway, the first Monday, we try to give what will appear as the burden of the ministry for the year. Who can still remember the burden for the ministry for last year? The Lord our shepherd. The Lord our shepherd. And we said, even though, you know, it was at the year began, you know, we're running into the year, and for we academic staff that went through the 8-month strike, the closing of the university, no salary coming here and there, it looks like, yeah, the Lord is indeed our shepherd. And indeed, it was the Lord. It was the Lord. And this year again, the Lord has been burdening our heart as a ministry in a direction. And it is in that direction we want to charge us this evening. What most of the messages that will be coming subsequently will be looking at, will be walking around. I don't want to call it a washboard. I don't want to call it what do they call it? But I prefer to call it a burden. The burden for the year. The burden, what to form our direction of as a ministry for this year. And I want to begin very gradually by taking us to something very, very fundamental about life, about this side of life. You will see that in 1 Thessalonians, the opening charge for the year 2023. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I just want to begin from there. We'll move gradually to Revelation, where we would begin to compare scriptures with scriptures. Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, for this side of life, the Bible says from verse 13. The matter began from verse 13. He says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are falling asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who slept in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Now, two things I want to do call our attention to in this place is that in the verse 13, the scripture says it is important that we are not ignorant. It is important that we are not ignorant. And in talking about what should not be ignorant about, he said, concerning those who are falling asleep, lest you sorrow at those who have no hope. Now, from this point of the scripture, what is fundamental here about human beings is that at the point of death, the Bible was addressing believers here that it is important that we don't act that group of people. Who are those group of people? Now, what is the basis of this hope? What is the basis of the hope? He said, we should not sorrow as those who have no hope. If some people have hope, some people are hopeless. Now, those who have hope, what is that the Bible describes as basis of hope? What is it? What is the basis of that hope? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Isn't it? That we are sure that those of us who are in Christ, when we die, there is the hope. There is the hope of resurrection. Is that not the hope? Now, and those who are sure of this hope are those who what? Who are in Christ. Isn't it? So, brethren, as we begin to look into 2023, trying to give ourselves a direction for the year, just to see very fundamentally, is that as far as concerned, as far as God is concerned, as we through 2023, we should be preoccupied with this route. There are only two classes of people. Those who are hope and those who are hopeless. The reason we must occupy ourselves with this year, I'm going there very soon. But you see, I want to tell you, as we begin to journey through 2023, I want to beg you, I want to encourage you, I want to exhort you, I want to appeal to you that as much as possible, it is important that we begin to preoccupy our mind, that why men may divide people into several classes. Can we mention those classes that we may divide people into? The rich, the poor, men, women, married. Oh yeah, the categories are plenty. Unmarried, barren, with children. How do we call the other ones? Parents with children, barren, their parents with children. Oh yeah, the divisions.
Rich and poor.
We have said that. Let's look at the division. There are many. More and more. How do we divide them? Literate and illiterate. Yes. Young and old.
Skilled and unskilled.
Skilled and unskilled. Jobless and gainfully employed.
Learned
and unlearned. You know, you can just keep going on and on and on and on and on and on like this. Why we may keep dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing. And what I want you to see, that as you divide like this, you begin to categorize your life. Do you notice it? Me, I'm not educated. I wish I am. Me, I'm poor. I wish I'm rich. Are you understanding me? Then landowners, landlord and tenants within that division. Pastors and what the other people?
Amen.
Just keep dividing on and on. But you see, as we divide, what I'm going to say is that as we divide, these different divisions, they bring burdens to our hearts. Do you agree with me? For the person who is married and has been barren for the past maybe 15 or 20 years, I know of brethren like that, and they are still trusting God today. They will divide themselves against those who, maybe they just married like this, pow, 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 pow. Even they are equal, they are already through with childbearing, and they have not started. Would that not form some kind of body? Would it not form body? It will form. For somebody who has been running a PhD for the past 12 years, and is still yet to finish it, and was just told that, oh, you just saw one of the brethren say, you see, PhD done and dusted. Just in 3.5 years. Does that not form body in the heart of that? Are you following me, brethren? Are you following me? You see, we can keep dividing like this into classes. And as we divide these things, they place our burdens on our hearts. Do you agree with me? They place burden in our heart. I just want to share with you the opening church of 2023. What the Lord is burdening us with as a ministry. For my own kind of job that I do, to can further divide. Those that want to help us, junior lecturers, senior lecturers. By the time you look at somebody who is 33 years old, is a professor, and you are 55, you are trying to get your PhD to be a senior lecturer, you look at it again, you are dividing. It forms burdens in your heart. Nigerians, thank you, my sister. Nigerians that are in diaspora, and they begin to feel, Ojo, America for me, no. When will the door of America or London be open so I can be in Canada? We can keep dividing. You know, what I'm going to say is that the division is endless. This thing that the Lord began to call our attention to for 2023 is that if you want to divide people and you want to class yourself, you will see that the division is endless. Crucial to this division is the cares it brings upon our hearts. What are these cares? They are the things that Jesus spoke about in the parable of the sower. He said, those that fall among thorns, they are those plants that the cares of this life legitimate cares of this life, did not allow to, you know, to bear fruit, because they did what? What did they do to them? They shook them. They shook, and so they could not bear fruit. In another scripture, Luke chapter 13. That should be around the verse 22. I want to show you something the Lord put in our heart, with something that should become a burden for us, a concern in the year 2023. I read, brethren, from Luke chapter 13, from verse 22. And went through cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, brethren, what did he say to them? Can you read whatever translation that you are carrying? Brethren online, whatever thing you are carrying, please just read along with us. Even though we may not hear you. What did he say in verse 24? Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. What the Lord is making me to understand for 2023, the reason why many will strive to enter and will not be able is because of these divisions. Because these visions. I am poor, I want to be rich. I am not learned, I want to be learned. I'm in America, I'm in Nigeria, I want to be in Canada. I am barren, I want to have children. I am single, I must be married. All of these things, you can keep. That's why I say that the list is endless. I'm a junior lecturer, I want to become senior lecturer. As a senior lecturer, I want to enter Professor Akeda. I am still holding a master's, I want to hold a PhD. Are you understanding me? And for some, some are striving. I'm a female, I want to be a male. Do you agree with me? That may not be common in this side of the world. But you know it's common in some other side of the world. I'm a male, I want to be a female. Why should I be a female? Are you understanding me? There are different categories of this division. But the Lord is calling my attention to a very crucial thing. That the reason why many will strive and will not be able to enter. Are you with me, brethren? The reason why many will strive, not as if they did not try to enter. When he says, look at the scripture. I like to read that it came unto me in the NIV translation. Look at how the NIV puts it. He said to them, make every effort to enter the narrow door. Because I tell you, many will try to enter, but they will not be able. Many cry. He said, make every effort to enter. Now, the way it came to me in NIV translation is that those that will enter are those who made all the efforts. Some will make efforts, but they will not make all the efforts. He said, make every, not plenty. Not some, but make every effort. stone untouched. Make sure every stone is touched. Don't leave anyone unturned. That one that you leave unturned may be the basis of your disqualification. May be the thing that will be an hindrance. May be the thing that will cut you short. Make every effort to be sure that the narrow door, this division, please, is there anything wrong? Let's take them. If you are poor, to try to be rich, is there anything wrong about it? If you are not educated and you want to be educated, is there anything wrong about it? If you are holding a first degree and you want to have a master's, is there anything wrong about that? If I don't have a child and I'm walking and praying to trusting God towards one, have I done anything wrong? No. If I'm single and say, God, 2023 is the year of my becoming married, have I done anything wrong? No. Please don't get me wrong. What I'm saying, however, is that the Lord is saying it is these legitimate things. It is the strive for these legitimate things that is going to shock many people this year. These legitimate things, the strife, the concern, the anxiety about them. Now, what the Lord is trying to make us see as we go back to where I'm coming from. Let me say, you see, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house have risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, he will answer and say to you, I don't know you. Where are you from? Please look at what they will be saying. Then you begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. That one is story. Are you following me? That is story. We ate and drank in your presence. You taught us in our streets. But again, I tell you, I don't know you. Where are you from? Depart from me, workers of what? Of what? It means the matter of the striving. It's a matter of what? Not being workers of what? Iniquity. The matter of the striving. There is nothing wrong in seeking to be rich. If you trust the Lord to move from one status to another, there's nothing wrong. But the question the Lord asked that man that came into the wedding hall, go and check the question. The question the Lord asked him is not, why are you here without the garment? Was it a question of why? What was the question? What question? He didn't say, why are you here? The question was not, why are you here without the garment? What was the question? Is how? How did you enter without the garment? So the question is not, why do you have a master's? Why do you get married? Why do you get move out of Nigeria and go to, that is not how, it's not the question of why. The question is, how? How did you get that certificate? How did you make that money? How did you leave Nigeria for US? How? How? That child you have been looking for, how did you get it? That miracle you are trusting God for, how? How? The question that is bubbling on 2023 is the question of what?
How, not why. How? How? How did you get it? How did you obtain that thing that is in your hand? How did you move from this class to this class? It's not why should you move. No. It's not why. It's how. How did you move from assistant lecturer to lecturer one? How did you move from senior lecturer to Professor Akeda? How did you move? How? It is a question of how. She said, how did you get here? And brethren, what should bother, what should really bother our hearts concerning 2023 is that fundamentally, as we journey through 2023, afresh again, say those that wait upon the Lord will do what? They will renew their strength. Afresh again, anew again, let us put it on our forehead. Let us put it, what does it tell them to do? On the needle, am I correct? Is it on the needle? On the needle of the house. He said they should write it again where? In their hand. They should pray so that they can see it, so that they will not forget. Let us bring again to the fore. That is, let us envision ourselves again. That as far as eternity is concerned, there are only two classes of people. Those who have hope and those who are hopeless. At the end of the day, what is going to really matter is, are you still in Christ? Or are you outside Christ? What is going to matter will not be, are you rich? Or are you poor? What is going to matter at the end will not be, are you a boy or you are a girl? It will not be, are you young or are you old? It will not be, are you in Nigeria or you are in Canada? It will not be, were you able to get a master's? Or you are holding a first degree. It will not be, so you are bad. You cannot enter heaven. It is only those who have children that can enter. It will not be, single people don't come into eternity. It's only those who end up being married that can enter into eternity. All those divisions will not matter again. What the Lord is burdening our heart with is that be careful not to lose the line of the fundamental division by the line of the auxiliary divisions. Be careful as you march through 2023. Be careful as you are marching through 2023. Not lose the line of the fundamental division. As you journey through these secondary divisions, these auxiliary divisions, as you are trying to enter into them, be careful. Be on your guard. At the end of the day, all those other ones will not matter. The Lord is calling attention. The Lord is drawing us again in the journey to 2023. I say, children, be on the watch. somebody sent, I said the person knew that I'll be talking on this opening charge this evening. The person sent, maybe any of us who might have seen the video, he said, you know, it was sent to me on WhatsApp. A crayfish. No, it's a crayfish, a young crab. It's a young crab that saw before the young crab was hot granite oil, vegetable oil. You know, it looks like water. Eh? But it's very, very hot. Eh? The crab was somewhere. It was looking at the oil because it was colorless like water. Eh? The crab felt that I can also swim in this. And so went forth and crawled into it in order to swim. But as it crawled into it, it was fried. And the words that was in that video was, be careful not to disobey the Lord. Many times, what you judge as pleasant, what you judge as good for you, what you judge as wonderful, why the Lord may be preventing you is that the Lord is seeing what will terminate, what will end you, what will finish you. Say, be careful not to be rebellious. Be careful to obey the Lord. Then I went on to say, one major way we don't listen to the Lord today is in the way of sin. There are things that the Lord has said, don't do. Don't do. But many times, just like that crab, because the crab could not judge why somebody would say don't enter water. But he could understand this is not water. But somebody who had a greater and higher understanding of the future is saying don't enter. But the thing is water. He said that is our relationship between us and God. Then he now turned it again the other way. And maybe I may start to even place that thing on the family tent group so that people can see it. You know, but you're sent to my pastor. I just said it. I made a lot of meaning to me. Then he said the other way to look at this thing is that what we make that thing to look like water for the crab was because the crab, as it's limited to understand what it is, he said it is in the same way that the devil walk around our life. He said there is no human intelligence that can match satanic intelligence. Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware?
Yes, sir.
There is no human intelligence that matches satanic intelligence. That's why the Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Outside the Lord, we are not strong. Our strength is in the Lord. Look at the hymn writer. I want to remember that standard now. I need thee every hour, most gracious God. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. But the standard I want to make reference to is I need thee every hour. Stay nearby, Lord. Temptation lose their power when thou there. In ourselves, we are not strong. He says, no human intelligence can match satanic intelligence. He says, so many times, Satan is able to make death by his intelligence look like something attractive for us. But because we have limited intelligence, and that's why the Bible warns us, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart. Do not lean on your what? On your own
understanding. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he will do what? He will direct your path. Because your understanding cannot match satanic intelligence. They can manipulate. They can, wow, great. He said, that is exactly how it is too. That we should be careful to stay with the Lord. Because satanic manipulation can make death appear like life. And we think, when God is saying stop, you may not understand. But if only you trust, you will not die. But when you feel, I understand what I'm doing. I understand what I'm doing. And you move forward. What happens is that you get fried. What am I saying, brother? Why did I bring that to what we are discussing this evening? It's because what the Lord is burdening our heart with for 2023 is that, see, many will make efforts, but they will not make every effort. Making every effort is to be sure that in every way, in everything, nothing makes you to forget what? The fundamental division. Those who have hope and those who are hopeless. In getting whatever you want to get in 2023, in acquiring whatever you want to acquire in 2023, always remember this statement of the Lord. And you know, many times, do you notice, when I look at the preaching of the Lord Jesus, I feel there is something. I feel in myself that there is something about hell that we don't know. That's what I feel. Do you know why I feel that way? It's because every time Jesus have cause to talk about it, the kind of stern warning that comes with it from the mouth of him who knows should make those who knows not to be afraid. We know in part. Even prophecy is in part. Do you agree with me? Yes. Knowledge is in part. Do you agree with me? Yes. Jesus don't know in part. Jesus knows all. And anytime he has God to talk about air, you will see kind of testimony. You see, it is better, if your eye will cause you to stumble, remove the eye. It's better to be in heaven with one eye than to have two eyes and be in hell. The kind of emphasis and weight about the need to live to please God. The kind of weight and emphasis it gives to these things. Look at another place. He said, look, don't fear them that kill the body, but they cannot do anything to the soul. I will tell you who to fear. Fear him. Who after he has killed the body, we do what? We cast the soul into air. Why is it just warning so sternly? I feel there is something about he who knows. There is something about hell that he knows that we don't know. And it is this same Jesus that is saying again, make every effort. I was asking the Lord, what is it about this every? It became very clear in my spirit for 2023 that be careful at these divisions. Those divisions, they are not necessarily evil. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. They are not necessarily evil. But be careful. The quest
question I will be asking in life is how? How? Not why. How did you pass that exam? How did you get that money to do that project? How did you buy that car? How? Be careful. There are just two divisions, two classes of people. Those who are in Christ and those who are outside Christ. And out of this division comes? Division comes out very clear in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, let's go to Revelation now. I'll build the background. Let's go to Revelation. The book of Revelation. Chapter 21. Please, I'm coming. I want to open my notes quickly. I want to pick so I can pick the verses. Let me just quickly open my notes. The first one I want us to see is Insights 2022. Okay. Just 1 minute, please. Okay. Revelation chapter 21. We'll first look at the verse we were talking about. I want to, please, just 1 minute. Okay. The first one is 21 verse 2 and 3. The second one is 21 verse 27. 21 verse 27. The third one is when he said, "I come quickly." So let's go there. Chapter 21 verse 2 and 3. He said, Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is where? Is where? Is with men. And what will he do? And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God." What is the first thing we want to note? We want to bring out in this. What is it? He said, God's vision in Genesis will yet be restored at last. This is the mystery of God in Christ. What was God's vision in Genesis? God made the man and the woman. And he comes around to do what? Be with them. Stay with them. They have continuous unbroken fellowship. Is that not? What interrupted it? Sin. At the end of everything again, what is God still going to do again? God is coming back again to come and dwell with men. That is everything that Jesus is doing.
If there's anything God is doing with your life, that is where God is bringing it. If there's anything that God is doing with your life, that is where it's going to climax. At the end of the day, God will dwell again among his people. What made that dwelling impossible? Remember, it was sin. And that was why the Lamb of God was slain. To do what? To take away the sin of the world. Everything that God will do with your life, the sum total, God will bring you into greatness, into riches, into being married, into having this, having that, give you opportunity. Everything that God is bringing you into, none of them will ever divide the fundamental line of workers of iniquity and followers of holiness. Nothing will divide that line. Nothing will divide that line. Everything that God will do with your life will never involve iniquity. Because after God has taken you through everything he wants to take you through, what God is bringing you to at last is that he wants to restore back Genesis. He was dwelling, living with them, walking with them. There was no fear. There was nothing. Was that not how it was? God, you know, when Adam speaks, he speaks the mind of God. There was no pain. There was no death. There was no sickness. There was nothing. Everything that came was that what? Sin came. Everything that God is doing is to bring you back to that climax. Don't lose vision of where God is bringing you at last. There is nothing God will be doing with your life that will involve iniquity. There is nothing God will be doing with your life. There is nothing God will be doing with your life. There is nothing God will be doing with your life that will involve iniquity. If it involves iniquity, it is not God. It is not God. The ultimate vision of God is that he's coming back again to do what? To dwell with us. That's the ultimate vision. That's why he said the new Jerusalem coming holy as a bride for husband. God himself is coming to dwell among his people. Let's get ourselves reminded of these things again. The next thing I'm drawing you to, of course, at that time, don't worry now, because you have to be holy, because you have to be holy, you may go through a lot of weeping, you may go through a lot of pain, you may go through a lot of persecution, you may suffer wrongfully. You may suffer a lot of things. You may be denied opportunities. You may not be allowed. You may want to jackness. The form to get it is that, no, I must tell one lie. And you're not ready for that. And you have to suffer to be here in Nigeria. Because you could not go out except it's out to be by unrighteousness. He said, no, I would rather stay here. Don't mind the things that you suffer. Because at the end of the day, God will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. For the former thing shall pass away in the name of Jesus. It's coming. Don't mind what you will suffer. Don't mind what you may be denied. Don't mind all of this. The Lord assures that he will wipe away all the tears. Everything is just for a while. Everything is just for a while. Everything is just for a while. Let us set our heart right. The second thing I'm showing you is 27. In the verse 27. Are you there with me in the verse 27? Verse 27 of chapter 21. the division again. This, we are looking at this fundamental division. He says, there shall by no means enter into it anything that does what? Check your own translation. Anything that defies or causes an abomination or what? Or a lie. But only those who are what? Written in the Lamb's book of life. So, brethren, let's look at it like this. If the Bible says, inside that holy city that is coming down, there will be nothing, no one, no individual, nothing like that. We will not find anything that defies or causes an abomination or is deceitful. The NIV translation, he says, nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose name are written in the book of life. Please, what does that tell you about those whose name are in the book of life? What does that tell you? If your name is in the book of life, what does it tell you about how your life will be? Look at it. It's a very simple thing. He says, nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose name are written in the Lamb's book of life. So, which category of people are their name in that book? It's just as simple. Because obviously the comparison should have been, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those who does not do it. That is what it should be. Is that not? But instead of saying only those who does not do it, he said only those whose name and the land book. It gave me an understanding that if your name is actually there, you cannot but be holy. If your name is actually there, you cannot but be holy. If you cannot find, it is the fundamental divide I'm talking about. Those who are in Christ and those who are outside Christ. That's the fundamental division in life. Every other one, they are secondary division. Why they are good? Why they are not sinful? Why they are not unnecessarily things that are evil? Let us be careful. They can constitute keys that can make us not to be fruitful. That's the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. They can constitute keys. They can become things that can shock the world of life. They can constitute things that will not make you to live correctly. They can constitute things that will not make you to live uprightly. They can constitute things that will make you look at this simple one ordinarily. Our fathers, they went through the wilderness. The wilderness was a place where there was no what? There was no food. There was no water. There was no food and water to a large extent. God wanted them to pass through that place. A place of no food, a place of no water. But what was God's intention in all that God was doing? Does that mean that God will not bring them to the promised land? He will definitely bring them. But what shook that land out of them? What shook the land out of them? They became preoccupied with there was no food. There was no water. They now began to act What were their actions? Number one, they became complainers. The Bible said, don't let us complain as they complain. They became murmurers. No murmur as they murmur. He said they began to lust after evil. He said we should not do like they did. As some person, they became fornicators. You know, the pressure to get job has made some of us to become fornicators. The pressure that there is no food, is food not a legitimate thing? I've made some of us to become deceitful. Do you know what some people did? They say, God saw through this 2022. We need to ask how. How? If we are to begin to go to the Christian testimony, will you not tell us about chapter 1? Skip chapter 2, move to chapter 3. When you get to chapter 3 again, you will skip verse 4 and 5, move to verse 10. Because 4 and 5, if you tell us, we will say, Brother! Are you understanding me? Tango! Baba Disho! Crossover! The Lord saw us through. Thank God for His faithfulness. Is this really the Lord? Was it the Lord? You know, at the point when Jacob got to the house of Laban, he said, thank God, I've escaped Esau. But you know, Esau have not been finished. We still need to come back to Esau. It was not until God did from Esau that only delivered. What I'm telling you, only it is God who lifts you, you have not been lifted. Only it is God who does it. It has not been done. Jacob thought it was over. It had been done. He married, he trained and everything. But Esau was still waiting. Esau was not a matter that God dealt with. It was a matter that deceitfulness and lies dealt with. And that's why I tell people, until it is actually God, it has not been done. It may look as it has been done, it is not yet done. What is the point I'm emphasizing, brethren? What am I saying? Is that those whose name are in that book, they are not those who do what is shameful or deceitful. They are not those who work at abomination or tell lies. They are not those kind of people. The people whose name are there are holy people. That's the point I'm making. Those two classes of people. Those who are in Christ and those who are outside Christ. Christ is the basis of that holiness. Our intelligence cannot deal with sin. Our power cannot. But those who stay in Him, who grow in Him, who know Him day by day, they will see that they can do all things through Christ. Who does what? Who strengthens them. They will find that they can live holy. They will find it because somebody is strengthening them. Those who are in His book is strengthening them to live correctly. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? If you are in His book, if you are in that book, there is a strength to live correctly. There is a strength to live correctly. What we are saying about 2023 is that the journey of 2023, I'm telling you what should preoccupy your heart. two classes of people. Those who are in Christ and those who are outside Christ. How? And what is it? What is it that the matter concludes with? How does the matter conclude? I want to go there. How the Lord concluded the matter? How the Lord concluded the matter? I just want to get there quickly. And I will read that scripture. He said, two scriptures quickly. He who is unjust, let him be unjust. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. That's one class of people. The other class. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Bottom line, behold, I am coming quickly. And my reward is with me. That's why I tell people, my reward for following Jesus, it's not all this thing God is doing. No. My reward is still with him. That's the mistake some of us are making. My reward, I was saying in the family devotion this morning, even if God give me 30 billion today, and I turn this place to a mega city, that is still not my reward. My reward is still with him. Are you getting the point I'm making? Our real reward is nothing material. It's nothing to eat, drink, or wear. It's something with him. It's something he went to prepare. My reward for being a Christian is not really here. It's something he has gone to prepare. He said, my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Brethren, dispensationally, the church is in the situation of Revelation chapter 3. Dispensationally, the church, we are at the stage today of the Laodicean church. To the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, this thing says the Amen and faithful. The true witness, the beginning of creation of God, I know your works. That you are neither hot, no. You are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you are cold or hot. Choose one. There's nothing like sinning saints or saintly sinner. It's either saint or sinners. Am I very clear? Because you say I am rich. And I become wealthy. And having of nothing, I do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with sales, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Therefore be zealous and repent. What is the point we are making this evening? Is that the church, as we close this evening, the church today, the dispensational state of the church today, is that we are the state of the Laodicean church. That's where we are today. Where our perception is not aligning with God's view. Our perception not aligning with God. That is where the church is today dispensationally. Let us be careful. That is where we are. But to him that overcometh. Not they that overcome. He that overcometh. Let us pray. That is the opening charge for 2023. Let us pursue the fundamental division. Don't let us lose it. Don't let us ever forget it. Let it be before our eyes constantly. Let it be before our eyes constantly. I want you to talk to the Lord. Where do you stand in this matter? Where do you stand in this matter? How do you stand in this matter? Where do you stand in this matter? How do you stand in this matter? Talk to the Lord. What are you placing before your eyes? Please, I'm not saying you don't place your goal to advance in your career. I'm not saying throw away your goal to change your economic situation. That's not what I'm saying. If you have heard me very correctly, I've not said throw away your goal of becoming married. I tell people, till the day Noah entered the ark, they were still marrying and they were given into marriage. There's nothing wrong with marrying. This is what made them wrong, was that they were so preoccupied with it that they lose sight of what God was doing. That was the problem. It had happened before, and Jesus said, as the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. People will be pursuing what is legitimate at the expense of what manner. There's nothing wrong about that which is legitimate. But be careful. There's the fundamental division. Those who are in Christ, those who are outside Christ, those who are following after holiness, and those who are not. Those who are filthy, those who are unjust. Many unjust people today say, "Don't, if you are filthy, okay, continue if you choose to." But I'm pleading with you, you may need to make a rethink. As we journey through 2023, if you are filthy, please make a rethink. Don't go on, you will be fried like that crab. Those who are unjust, I beg you, make a U-turn. Join the winning team. Join the winning team. He said, those who are righteous, let them be righteous. It means some will still be righteous. Those who are holy, let them be holy still. Those who are just, let them be just still. Behold, I come quickly. In the midst of those, that thing you want to achieve, always ask the question of how. Is it by holiness? Is it through God? Is it through Jesus? That's what we are talking about. Talk to the Lord this evening. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord this evening. Talk to the Lord. 2023 is our year of progress. It's our year of marching on. It's our year of moving on. But what we are saying is that as we progress, as we move on, as we get established, let us understand that it must be in God. It must be through Him. It must be by Him, so that it can be for Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me invite my wife to close this meeting. Would I please come and close this meeting for us this evening? Come and close the meeting for us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you again and again for bringing us to this new year. Thank you for not leaving us with a charge. Thank you for your breath upon us, upon this meeting, upon everyone that you bring into this place to hear from you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are here perfecting the saints. You are here No, for our admonition, for our growth, you are here. And no, for the work of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are here to do the work of God in us and here on earth. Thank you for speaking to us again. Thank you for the charge, the burden, the watchword. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for sure word that you have given to us. We know you've been speaking to us individually and not corporately. As a fellowship, as God's people, you've spoken to us again. Lord, we thank you because we did not enter 2023 without you. Lord, you did not allow us to go on that an angel or somebody will join us. But you are here with us. You came with us. And you have gone ahead of us. You are with us. You are giving us all that we need to also succeed in this year as we continue, O Lord, in our pilgrimage journey. Thank you, Father, for this grace. Thank you for this goodness. Thank you for everything. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, please give us an assurance that you are not done with us. You continue with us. You are working on. You're going to perfect that which you have begun. You are going to work out your will. Because we know you've written in the book of life that takes to life they are in us. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will work in us. You will work it through us to the glory of your name in the name of Jesus. Help us again in this year as you have been doing more than hell to live our life in honor of you. In horror of you, in the name of Jesus. We are not of them that look back unto perdition, but we are of them, O Lord, they keep hope that is diligent in obtaining the hope, the glorious inheritance that you have stored up for us. And we have no doubt that, Lord, you will take us there. Because we will go in your strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the gate of hell will not prevail against us. Amen. We are not ignorant of the devices of hell. That is the reason why you have made us to see again what the whole world is all about, even in the church. But God, we hold on to you, and we know you will hold us from falling. In the name of Jesus. The heart to go in this strength. Oh Lord, the obedient heart, a willing heart. Lord, give unto everyone much more than more in the name of Jesus. Help us as we journey on to arm ourselves with this truth. Help us, oh Lord, to believe you enough and rest on you. And we will see that even seemingly mountains, they will become stepping stones for us in the year 2023 in the name of Jesus. All that you are waiting for is for us to just be willing. It's for us to just trust and we will see the everlasting hand carrying us through. Father, we believe, we trust in you. We come as a house, as a family to say, God, we are ready. We open our arms. Father, carry us through in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for what has spoken to us. Thank you for what the word has gone to do. It will not return back to your void. Our life will not be a barren land. This word that has been planted today, let there be, O Lord, watering from heaven. O Lord, water it. Bring our hearts beyond this point. O Lord, let it bring forth your desired fruit. Let it never leave us until you accomplish the purpose for which it is sent forth. This word will not stand against us at the end of the year or even at your appearing. But Lord, it will be, oh Lord, a word that by heat we will run and conquer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your son that you have used. Thank you for the word that you have spoken to us through him. though the speaker and hear us, none of us will fail nor falter. But we shall all be doers of the word in the name of Jesus. Receive no strength, receive grace, O Lord, this year. Strengthen us, strengthen your son. Bear him up on your way to fresh grace, anointing, all that he needs, O Lord, for the purpose of the glory of your purpose in this land and beyond, in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. For in Jesus' unfailing name we pray. The grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Happy New Year. Don't play with it.
This message is coming to you from Family Tent Ministry, a Christian ministry involved in enriching the lives of singles and marriage through preaching and teaching of God's Word, discipleship, family life enrichment, social and community development, and mission aid. Our regular activities are discipleship class every Monday, 5 p.m., Adolescent and Singles Club, every first Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. Marriage Forum, second Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. Family Life Seminars, regular school outreaches, and everyday counseling. For further counseling, you can reach us at our location, Life Camp by the First Bridge, Ilere Community, opposite Bori Joy Filling Station along Ijare Road, Akure, Ondo State, Nigeria. You can also reach us through our social media handles, familytent@yahoo.co.uk, familytentministry01@gmail.com, www.familytentministry.org. Our phone numbers are 080-3386-1136, 070-3361-3848. God bless you all.